Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey there, everybody. February in full steam motion. And I am so excited that as we look to the Treasure Coast, there is no shortage of incredible events and things that we can choose to attend and support. I am eager to introduce you all to the guests in the studio. Prior to doing so, though, I do want to give a shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails. Yes, Valentine's passed. We're coming into a long weekend. And the fact of the matter is, Foxy's, a gift certificate, a gift card from Foxy's is timeless. Perfect for guys, perfect for gals. They have two locations, one in Vero by the Fresh Market Plaza, one on South Hutchinson Island with True Nail Artists. Great prices, open 7 days a week. They can make you feel fabulous and your absolute best. In fact, when I got to meet one of our guests here in the studio for the first time, what was she so smitten with right away? My Foxy nails. She was she was awestruck by how beautiful the sun hit them. I mean, that's... it's a good thing to have. So, you know, in Florida, Foxy's, we love you. We thank you. And you're going to want to look Foxified for sure at the fashion show set for March 19th, which we're going to delve into. Here in the studio today, I have Paula Rosen and Maureen Valancourt. These two ladies are incredibly active with the Stewart Women's Club. And some, like Miss Paula, have taken that expertise and brought it to a state level, which is really incredible. But what I'm so thrilled to be able to do here today is highlight that in exactly 1 month from right now, we are going to have your annual fashion show. It's a tradition for the Women's Club of Stewart. It helps to raise money and awareness, and it allows you ladies to give back to the community that you love so much. So Maureen Valancourt and I go back a number of years. She's an incredible realtor with Remax of Stewart. Red is her favorite color, folks. You know, we were coming over here and I said, Maureen, which car is yours? And she says, the red one over there. I said, I can't even believe I asked. That was so silly of me. I should have known. When did you get involved with Women's Club?
5 years ago.
And you love it.
I do. I love it very much. I'm involved in many activities, many networking activities. I am most proud of being part of Women's Club.
And you became a chair of this fashion show.
I did.
And why did you choose to do that?
Well, I did do it 2 years ago.
So you got a little experience under your belt.
And so they asked me to do it again, and I said yes. And I did it because I believe in the organization and what we do when we raise the money, because we do give it out to, the money goes toward our benevolence committee, which goes to a lot of activities, a lot of charities are women organized charities.
And, you know, just chatting with you ladies prior to going live on air, I mean, it varies from environmental to veterans to even scholarships for not just the young students who are getting ready to graduate high school, but those women who have been out in the workplace looking to make a change in their life. So it's just fascinating. And the fact of the matter is, the Women's Club as a whole has been around for quite some time. So Paula, you were a former president of the Women's Club of Stewart, and now you've gone on to become a district director, which helps to highlight the good work that these women's clubs are doing from Sebastian clear to Boca.
That's correct.
You're a busy gal.
Sometimes, yes.
And I just find that I want to go into all the details of the event. I truly do. But I feel like we need to share a little bit of the history of the women's club, and in particular, the Women's Club of Stewart, because we are looking at over 100 years of service.
That's correct. We started in 1913 with 19 pioneer women in the town of Stewart. It was then even not even named Stewart. But they had three goals in mind. And one was to have a free public library. And by the way, women's clubs across the nation were usually the first free public libraries.
I love it.
They also wanted to start a public hospital and to have a park system. And they were instrumental in all of those three things.
Incredible. And you look at it from the perspective of busy women raising families. And it wasn't like they had the exact same conveniences that we have now. And so to know that these three things were important to them then, I still think that they are pillars of a successful community now. You want to be able, as a parent, and Maureen being in real estate, when you're taking families through communities, they want to know, is there good education? Which, let's face it, and from, what do they say, from third grade on, you learn to read. You can only be able to appreciate and absorb that education by having the knowledge of reading. Reading is power. Mm-hmm. Good hospitals and good parks, good things for your kids, safe things for your kids to be able to do. So to think that 1913, they said, this is something we must have. Now we expect it, but it takes a lot to be able to preserve it. It's not just something that's handed per se. You got to really work to maintain it. Okay, so now that is what happened back in 1913. But the fact of the matter is there's hundreds of these women's clubs throughout the state of Florida.
There are actually 157 women's clubs in Florida. There's 14 districts, and okay, our District 10 is the largest in the state, which I'm very proud of. But would you like to know a little more about what clubs are in this, or would you like to know a little bit more about the Women's Club of Stewart?
Let's delve a little deeper into the Women's Club of Stewart, because I feel like our listeners are thinking to themselves, okay, it sounds like they want to spearhead good things in the community. Now, what more, how can I get engaged?
Well, what I like to say is we have something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We use a structure that all General Federation of Women's Clubs across Florida and the world, because we're in every state in the United States and in 14 other countries.
Ah.
So there's five, we call them community service programs. One is civic engagement and outreach. One is education and libraries. One is environmental community service. And one is health and wellness. We also have committees. Of course, one that Maureen is heading is the fashion show committee. We have the holiday home tour, which is our biggest fundraiser. And we have a literary group, which is our fancy name for a reading.
A book club,
yes.
I love it. Put a little spin on it.
And we have a scrapbook and history committee. Really, if you come into our women's club or any of the women's club in the Treasure Coast or in South Florida, we have something that will attract somebody.
This is so valid. And the group meets monthly, yet it's seasonal, right, Maureen?
Correct. It meets from September to May on the third Wednesday of every month.
And it's very affordable. And to think that all these dollars, not only do you get lunch, it also helps to support the various missions. And Paula, year to date, how much money have you been able to give back to the community?
Well, just from the holiday home tour alone, in the last 13 years we've done that, we've given well over $300,000 in scholarships.
That is incredible.
And then beyond that, I don't even know the number, but to many, many other organizations. Would you like me just to tell you a couple of things that we've done?
I would love that, yeah.
Okay, so through our benevolence committee, we have given to women with breast cancer who are either uninsured or underinsured. Mm. We've sent 10 veterans on an honor flight. We have provided prescription eyeglasses for children. We give to a lot of veterans group, and I have a cute, quick story if we have time.
I love cute, quick stories, Paula.
Okay, so one veterans group wanted to outfit a special kayak for somebody who couldn't use his arms. And there was a kayak available. I believe it was someplace here in Vero. And when the guy went, we gave them $1,500 from our benevolence. And he went to the kayak shop And he said, well, I have $1,500, but the kayak was maybe almost double that. And the owner said, I'll do the rest. So, you know, when you do good things, it multiplies.
It and, sure yeah. does. So and especially right here in the Treasure Coast. It's so, yes. so philanthropic.
Yes. So. Mm-hmm. And then we also give to a lot of environmental causes. So we try to spread our giving across many areas.
And I think y'all are really successful in that mission, hearing those numbers. That's incredible. So again, from September to May, the third Wednesday of each month, you're able to come together, you break bread, you hear from some of the board members or executive directors of the various charities that you're looking to support. It's really very rewarding. But then you also have some special events that really help to propel the funds for your goodwill giving. And again, March 19th, literally 1 month from today, we're going to be hosting an annual fashion show. It's at Mariner Sands, right?
Correct. It is called The Food, Friends, and Fashion. It is Saturday, March 19th, from 11:15 to 2 at Mariner Sands Country Club. The fashions are from Harbor Bay Shops and Downtown Stewart. We also will have a lucky draw and a auction for baskets.
Yes.
It's a raffle.
So right now, our listeners, if they are a boutique owner, if they have a service that they think would fit well to a group of wonderful philanthropic women that enjoy sipping wine, breaking bread together, looking at fashions, they could consider donating items. And we could put those things together to add to the silent auction and the lucky draw.
We would very much appreciate that. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And as we said, the money raised goes to our benevolence committee.
It is just a hard word, Maureen. Honestly.
It is a very hard word. But the interesting thing is all our models are from the Women's Club.
Oh, I love that.
So they're just women just like us.
Right. We all come in different shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. and that's fun to see how those fashions can be incorporated and give us some real ideas as to what to mix and match and how to do it.
Exactly.
Ah.
$60 a ticket.
Okay.
And you can buy it online.
And that's even going to include lunch.
That's going to definitely include lunch.
Lunch and a show.
Lunch. It will include lunch. It will include a valet.
Ah.
And lunch, of course, is three courses and your drink and your dessert and everything. It's very good.
Wonderful.
I've been to Mariner Sands last week, and we've made up a very good menu.
Somebody has to taste all the food in advance, Maureen. You are just such a dedicated chairwoman. I swear it. She says, I don't know. Let me taste that lobster bisque again, chef. I just want to be certain. I just want to know for fact. And Mariner Sands is there on the Hope Sound border, right?
It is. It's right US on Federal. Mm-hmm. It's right at USN, US 1, south of Cove.
Just south of Cove. So easy to get to. If you're just tuning in, I'm chatting with Maureen Valancourt and Paula Rosen. These two leading ladies at the Stewart Women's Club are getting ready to conduct an annual fashion show that's going to be full of fun and flair. It's encouraged that us ladies get a ticket, enjoy the show, the lunch, the festivities. We can reserve a table for just $60. It's all online. And our website is the Women's Club, and women's with an A.
Yes.
Women's Club of Stewart, STUART.com. And you can reserve your ticket right then and there. And just know that in doing so, even if you can't become a member of the Women's Club, just attending this show is going to help propel the mission. Right?
Correct.
And again, it's March 19th in our times?
11:15 to 2.
11:15 to 2. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. A special shout out to our friends at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They use local appraisers. They never sell your loan, and it's always a complimentary consultation. So as we're coming into tax season, if you get a big chunk of change and you're looking to, pursue home ownership, put your dish wherever you wish. Paint your house whatever color you want. Well, by golly, talk to my friends over at Caliber Home Loans, and they are going to be hosting our first Alive at 5 on March 3rd back with the Realtors Association of Indian River County. So we're excited to have them be a part of the program. And a special thank you to TreasureCoast.com. This event, March 19th, the Women's Club of Stewart hosting fun, fashion, and food. Did I get that wrong? I got it mixed up.
Food, friends, and fashion.
Food, friends, and fashion. We can post that right to treasurecoast.com. It's free. That calendar is there for us all to use, whether you're a not-for-profit or a for-profit business, you have live music, you're doing some specials, you're doing a fundraiser, whatever it might be. treasurecoast.com is that online platform. You can upload your events or remember it as a resource to go there and see what's happening in the Treasure Coast and maybe, just maybe, support some of their amazing advertisers like White Glove Moving and Storage. So, you're listening to Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back Throughout the Treasure Coast. We're talking fashion show. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Who's got time to clean? When you need it clean, call Germ Wizards LLC. Using the most up-to-date equipment, Germ Wizards pays strict attention to detail. They make dust disappear. Whether you need your office to sparkle, your home to shine, or you want to give someone a great gift, hire the Germ Wizards. It's easy to get a quote online. There's even an online portal to discuss details directly with your cleaning professional. Visit germwizardsllc.com. Make dust disappear with Germ Wizards.
This is iHeartMedia's Treasure Coast Connection.
The Treasure Coast Connection is brought to you by New Vision Eye Center.
Join Barwa's Performance Center of Port St. Lucie for a special charity cornhole tournament on February 26th, benefiting the First Step Foundation and Athletic Angels Foundation, held on our 50-yard outdoor turf at the Met Stadium. Cornhole boards are provided, and the tournament includes scoring and brackets. A cash prize will be awarded to the first place team. The day will also include food and beverage trucks, prizes, and music. Participation is tax deductible. Battle of the Bags, Barwa's Performance Center's special charity cornhole tournament is Saturday, February 26th at the Met Stadium in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Learn more and register online at barwas.com/battleofthebags.
Call New Vision Eye Center for a consultation or second opinion. Your eyesight deserves world-class eye care. Visit newvisioneyecenter.com or call 772-257-8700.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Episodes, The Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. Special thank you to True Colors Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, located in Vero on Old Dixie. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you want to try something new, how better than at a salon where there is no risk? Oh my goodness. Plus, they have stylists for every budget, and they even offer weekend and evening hours. I'm a fan of True Colors Salon, and I'm sure you will be too. And then, of course, our underwriter of the program, White Glove Moving and Storage. It just so happens to be that Maureen is intimately aware of how incredible the White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery team is, right?
Absolutely. I called Anna on a Thursday. I had an emergency. My husband had to move into assisted living. And I was told that day he had to move on Monday. Anna worked it out.
We make it happen. Now, of course, we do love preparing. If you want to plan in advance, folks, we will not shy away from that. We love that. But in the event that you do have an emergency, it goes the long way to be able to reach out to a fellow networking friend and say, I need this, and to know that it's going to be done and done well. So thank you for that trust. And if you know of anyone that needs help with the heavy lifting, whether they're moving across the street, state, or country, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery would be honored. We're huge supporters of the community, and that's part of the reason why we're so excited to have you ladies on the show today to talk about the good work of the Women's Club of Stewart and the Women's Club overall as an organization. March 19th, we're 1 month away from the big fashion show at Mariner Sands.
Food, friends, and fashion.
So we got lunch, we have a show, we have fun, festivities, and we are requesting donations. So if you have a business that caters to women, and it can be from clothes to accessories to pampering to other types of home maintenance services and the like, we would love for you to contribute. And how would they contribute, Maureen?
They could call me.
Provide that information.
772-341-8690.
Wonderful. And if you come visit us at treasurecoastinsider.us, we're going to have all of the links and the phone number for Maureen so you can get involved and get that exposure. $60 a ticket. Seats are available now. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, Paula, they're going to go to the website to get that ticket. They're going to go to the website to see when the annual holiday home show is. But there's something special about that website.
There is. There's something special about our name, which is Woman's with an A, not with an E. And the reason they chose that in the early 1900s is they wanted women to think of this club belonging to each of them. So instead of making it plural, Woman's is for each one of the members. That's why we're Woman's.
Love it. It gives ownership, for sure. I think that that's terrific. And again, if we go to the Women's Club with an A, womensclubofstewart.com, we can reserve our fashion show ticket. We can figure out how to get a table, put together a group, because truly it's going to be a beautiful day full of fun. And then all of the dollars raised help to support the various charities under the Benevolence Committee that is truthfully, I mean, so giving. And the venue that you host the luncheon, so should someone want to pursue membership, they can get all that information from the website. It's September to May, the third Wednesday of each month. You have lunch, you support great causes, low fees. But you could actually rent that space out too.
Yes, we have the Banyan Room, which about 10 years ago was totally redone. It's a beautiful room. We rent for a lot of weddings and parties and business meetings. We have a phenomenal backyard with massive banyan trees.
Ah.
So there's the name.
Hence the name.
Banyan Room. And brides will often hang lanterns from the trees and set up chairs and do their ceremony. It's really a beautiful building opened in 1957. It's really a very special place.
Very nice. And ample amounts of parking around the perimeter. So if this is something that you're considering, you're looking for a place for a business meeting or an upscale event, all of that information is also at thewomensclubofstewart.com. Ladies and gentlemen, It's been a pleasure to have these two beautiful ladies, Paula Rosen and Maureen Valancourt, on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. Remember to check us out at thetreasurecoastinsider.us. Until next week, cheers.